College Station early on weighed in very heavily on the idea of wind watts, the idea that there's wind-generated energy that you can buy as either part of or, I guess, all of your energy bill. That was a few years ago.
Right.
Where are we with that now?
Well, funny you should ask.
Okay.
Yeah. This council, this fall, asked to have that program looked at. When it was originally started several years ago, and I don't believe any of our current council members, except maybe Mr. Rusink, was on the council at that time, it was a premium service. You could get 10 or 50 or increments of 10% up to all of your power provided by the wind. But there was a surcharge on it that also went to a tree program. So people, the reaction or the acceptance of the wind watts program was not what staff had hoped, because I think people didn't want to pay the surcharge. I mean, your utility bill is high to begin with. You don't want to slap on some extra. And utility fees are, you know, look at the gas prices at the pump. They've been up in the last couple of years. Our cost of gas is up as well. And so, and you can't depend 100% on wind, because we really don't have the transmission lines in place and the infrastructure needed for it. So we asked to look at it again to see if we can offer the wind watts like we offer regular utility service without that surcharge. And then just like if you still get a telephone bill, you know, there's a little checkoff if you want a dollar for literacy or something. And we can do that if you want to add a dollar or $2 to the tree program, but make it optional as opposed to mandatory as part of the wind watts. So where we're going to go from here, I'm not sure, but I think sometime this spring, staff is going to come back to us with the wind watts program and a variety of different options on how we can adopt it. Because right now we have 6 commercial customers that subscribe to the program and 506 residential, and that's a lot below the original estimates.
Well, and that's not even 100%. That's a percentage of, right? It could be like 10%
of
their power.
I think some of those people do have 100%, but exactly what number, I don't know.
Now, to paraphrase what John Crompton had said when he was on council, was he believed that the wind watts was important as an entree to other energy conservation moves that a city could take. If this wind watts thing is not working, does that then in some ways endanger some other initiatives for green or energy that the city is going to take on, in your view?
I don't think so. I think, you know, you have to look at each one separately and say, what's the benefits? You know, what are the negatives? Is this something that we believe that our citizens want? You know, no one's going to be converted to wind watts without, you know, signing up for it. So the fact that the program hasn't been what everybody had hoped it to be was the reason that this council says, let's go back and look at it and see what our other options are and discuss them and have public forum on it and